think the bald heads from Shaolin are behind this. They're scared of nobody.
I inhaled.
Hello?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The one thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony P.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think it's great.
I hope you are in good health and that your spirit is well.
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
Come on, man.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city. On a hill.
So if we all believe in individual liberty, and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
All right, welcome to Civil Intercourse. Thank you so much for chiming in. I appreciate the feedback from those of you who are on the audio-only versions. I have worked on some adjustments to the sound. Hopefully, it'll help make more sense. I have been a little bit video focused, and I apologize because I am still really just focusing mostly on the message anyway, using a cartoon face, so I don't have to deal with all the lighting and getting the studio ready to sit here and do the video in that sense. So, yeah, I hear you. Thank you for your feedback, and those of you on Rumble, thank you, Apple, Google, all the different places that you're at, Twitter, appreciate you. Those of you who didn't show up to the Twitter spaces Friday, I understand you got things going on, but man, it would have been a great conversation for you to be in. I'm going to do some clips from that show, hopefully within the next week or two. There's going to be one more show Friday, so for those of you who got the message, get out and get into it. I'll leave a link to the show that's going to be coming up in this podcast as well, and I've got a lot of goodies down in the sources and resources page for you, so you should dive in. But today we're talking about freedom of the press, and this is Freedom of the Press 3. We have two where we've kind of covered this topic a little bit, one that was a little longer and one was that was a little bit shorter, and I think the longer one had a lot of other stuff in it too, but I put the links in it for that as well. But I don't know if you haven't heard us before. The main thing that I was talking about is that the press is a medium. The press is an ability to press your ideas out into the public sphere. And so the old days, it used to be just an ink press. And, you know, now we have electronic devices where we can use our modern data and technology to do the same thing. So just a press is any medium that you get out there. It's not a news organization, and we're trying to get away from corporate media. At least I am. And if you're not, I'd love to hear from you and hit me back and let me know why it is that you love the corporate media. Are you like the guy in the Matrix who just loves the steak, even though it's fake? And you just want to plug in. You know, I know sometimes local news can be cool if you've got common interest that something's going to be on local TV. I get that, but I'm just talking about the big corporate scam that they've got going on, and just I don't know. It's just too easy to get original source material to be caught up in to getting in that. So I just want to emphasize though that that we the people have the right to press our ideas out into the public sphere to have conversations. And if you caught the last podcast that I put up on Twitter, and where I've been checking out spaces on Twitter, And if you don't like Twitter, that's fine. I don't know. Maybe people have different text forums that they use, or chat rooms or whatever. But getting into the conversations and having production conversations. But I really have seen some really cool stuff going on, just the way different types of people have been able to talk on Twitter. So I am impressed with that. I'm not coming out swinging for Elon or anything. I'm not down on Elon either. But yeah, it's something that I'm going to start trying to do clips of cool conversations as much as I can, but because I've got a lot going on and it takes a lot of time to do that. And it takes a lot of time to put a podcast together too. The longer you talk, the longer it takes to produce the whole thing. But I just wanted to check in and just kind of cover this topic again and really why it's important. Like the clip that was in the beginning of the reporter from Politico, and just talking about how, you know, equating Christian nationalism, like that has been used. That phrase has been used well, and it's been used horribly. It's been associated with good people. It's been associated with terrible people. So I don't really get into the whole label thing. I am a Christian, but and I believe in good, healthy nationalism. I believe in the populace loving their country and cheering on their teams in the Olympics. You know, that's where you get national pride. It's okay to have national pride. It's okay to think about America first, as long as it's America first and not only. That's the key to that whole thing. And we're letting a lot of people over the border right now at this time, very sketchy circumstances. And so we need to be getting conversations going in our local government and saying, why are we not taking care of our own homeless people and we're letting our borders be flooded? And stop making this a left or right thing, because the Republicans for years were the ones that were all, you know, turning the blind eye to illegal immigration and not doing anything about it. And the Democrats were the one who were whining about it. And Trump kind of flipped the script on that. I've talked about that in other podcasts. But, you know, it's that's why he kind of disrupted their talking point setup that they had going, because he just kind of goes rogue and does whatever he wants. That's why I like him for the most part. There's other reasons, but that's one of my favorite, is it messes up their stuff. And he likes consolidating bureaucracies. It's one of my favorite thing. But there's been a lot of talk lately about the Constitution and about our freedoms and what they are. And I just wanted to kind of bring up the point that it seems, you know, especially when you look back at our founding and our history from the, you know, the Declaration of Independence and, you know, how our American Revolutionary War, which I guess went from April 1775 to September 3rd, 1783. And, in and of itself is pretty crazy. And then that we, you know, basically set our first government up in 1781. And now that was like at the end of the war. There was like a year and a half, 2 years of the war still going. We established the United States government. But the Articles of Confederation didn't work out. You know, people were pushing and trying to make things, you know, basically be a little bit more set up like it was back in Britain. And, you know, the people pushed back, luckily. And so the Articles of Confederation were succeeded by the Constitution in 1789, just 8 years. So it took 8 years for us to be like, that first thing did not work out. And, but the, so we put the Constitution that we've had in the rest of the time, and it's still the current governing document of the United States, and I love its perfect imperfectiveness. I do. Now, we went from there on September 25th, 1789. The first Congress of the United States proposed 12 amendments to the Constitution, and we ended up with two years later. The 10 amendments were ratified December 15th, 1791, in the form, you know, what we all know as the Bill of Rights. And those are some of the most important to me, I believe, ideas that were able to be put in for us. And you know, it's the big ones. It's Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the first. They were like, this is the most important thing. This First Amendment. Let's make sure people can talk. People have ability to get to the medium, to print their stuff and get it out to people, to disseminate it, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble to disseminate their information and compare notes and talk to each other in a public forum, and to petition their government for a redress of grievances. No laws shall be made. That's the first thing, because, you know, people get power hungry. And so they're like, we got to lay this down. This, you know, no, you can't pass these kind of laws. It's just, it ain't happening. Second, a well-regulated militia. People debate all over this. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You can argue over that all day. We have the right to have guns. They said, they ruled, the Supreme Court ruled way back in the day that we could have cannons. So, feel how you want to feel about that. But they basically said, we need to be able to have the right to speak, and we need to be able to have a gun in case some fool tries to come and tell us we don't have the right to speak. That's the bottom line in my heart. But, you know, tell me how you feel if you disagree. The Third Amendment, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in a time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. And, you know, you just can't come in and take people's personal property. And that's how they did it back in the day. The king could just come in and, I strip you of your titles and all your lands, and now blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's what you have to have due process with. So which brings us to the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This is one that Donald Trump had his rights violated when they falsified the evidence that they needed to get the warrants, and when they spied on him and all those other things, like ding ding ding, that's a civil rights violation. But anyway, Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And I'm reading these because think of the things in such a quick order at that time, the freest place of all places in the world, fresh in its freeness. These are the things they're focusing on to make sure that the government doesn't get out of hand, the bureaucracy doesn't get out of hand, the Justice Department doesn't get out of hand, that the government doesn't get too powerful and tyrannical, to keep the government in check. That is what the Constitution is for, not to keep the people in check. And in Amendment 6, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. I mean, right up there. I mean, and it all just follows, you know, free to speak. It just, it lays it out. You could already see that these people are like, man, we can't have like the way that it happened back in England and France and all that. You would get the different types of leadership, and then they would murder all their people. And then when the other power would take over, they'd come in and murder all the other opposition's people and put them, jail them, and strip them of all their stuff. These type of things, this 10 Amendments is trying to not let that type of behavior, the type of behavior we're seeing right now going on with our Justice Department, right now, you see why these amendments are in here, why these matter so much. Because think of this, and I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump. If they can do that to Donald Trump, they can do it to anyone. If they get away with everything they're doing and they have done, and I don't care, don't vote for him, whatever. I'm talking about the legal cases and all this nonsense that's going on. Everybody being all happy. Like, it is not a good thing. Like, forget, like, Trump, even if he won the presidency, he'll be there for 4 years. We have to deal with what comes after. What are we doing with Congress? What are we doing with the Senate? What are we doing with our local governments? What are we doing? We have to use the freedom of our press to start talking to each other and figuring out what are we, who can we send that is a better representative of our communities and cares about people and our tax dollars. We are $34 trillion in debt. Eighth Amendment, excessive bail should not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. I think income tax is a cruel and unusual punishment that should be abolished, but that's just me. The Ninth Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So, all the civil rights movement, everything, because dumb people couldn't understand what that meant, we had to make a bunch of other laws. So you can't construe to deny or disparage others of their rights because they retain them. Anyway. It is what it is. But yeah, they could have worded that like a little better, maybe. But then I think it's so plain and direct and simple that it's like, here, how can you miss this? You just can't do it. Everyone has their rights. It doesn't matter. The powers not delegated to the United States, the 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or, get this, to the people. That's my favorite one on the 10th. I mean, not the amendment, but the line. Or to the people. Because, you know, sometimes you don't need a law. Just let people figure it out. And there's no victim in the whole situation. But yeah, we got to deal with the situation. We're $34 trillion in debt. That matters because they are just going to print money until the whole thing explodes, and they can keep propping up the charade. They can do that as long as we keep allowing them to prop it up. And unless we say, hey, you have to balance the budget, pay down the interest, and figure this out. Because honestly, and it sucks to say this, it's going to get worse at some point either way. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. So we might as well just deal with it now and get all our cards on the table and handle it. And, take a look at these links. Go jump in and remember, you know, use your mediums to get out there and talk to people. And if you just like to do it face-to-face, do that too, because that's awesome. If you have the opportunity to do that. And, just do it. Let's get back to our common spaces. I'm always talking about that on the podcast. And I hope that you're doing well. I hope that your health is good. I hope that your life is awesome and that your people are well. I know that I say that a lot and I'm redundant. I'm praying for you all. I hope that God blesses you. If you don't believe in God, that's cool. But I do, and I pray for you. And I hope you send out good vibes or rub Buddha's belly or whatever it is you do and send me some good vibes as well. Let's take care of each other. Let's make this a great country and a great world for our posterity moving forward. And I really appreciate you coming in and taking time to check in with us on the podcast. And we will see you very, very, very soon. Peace.
Well, goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. What a great time. Heaven. It was heaven.
Well, next century performance.